What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We're going to get moving tonight with the Dead Boys. You can catch Cheetah Chrome and the Dead Boys tonight, September 17th at Voltage Electric, NYC. All right, some of the Dead Boys on Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Andrew Bedlam up here by himself, solo. It is Sunday morning at 7:44 a.m. Had kind of a busy weekend, an even busier day shaping up for today. Now, let's get started. We were at Mother's last Friday, a couple days ago. Got to, that's why we couldn't record the show. Real busy on Friday. Had to go catch the Baron Mary's Anti-Citizen Alcohol Fuel Dirty Work, the Parasitics, and of course, New Jersey's Oi Scouts, all down the street from my house. Had a blast, had some people over afterwards, had some fun, got a little wild. Who the fuck knows what happens? Who can remember anymore, right? Who can remember this shit? So then, I've been wanting to go to this Dead Boys show for, like, quite a while. Cheetah Chrome and the Dead Boys, Johnny Blitz also playing drums, so they got two original members. Now, I've been wanting to go for a while. I tried to buy tickets, like, 3-4 weeks ago. Not too expensive. It's, like, $15 or something like that. It's not like we're going to see Rancid or anything like that. But, yeah, Cheetah Chrome only charges $15 for his shows, so. And, so we were trying to get tickets. I went to go get them, like, 3 weeks ago, and they were sold out. I was completely bummed. They actually sold out on Jess's birthday. I was pretty pissed off. So I was hoping, though. There's plenty of times I've never had to do it, but all the little shows nowadays got their little Facebook site or invite, whatever the fuck it is, the event page, and you always see people like 2 days before the show like, oh shit, I've just found out I have to work and I can't go. Who wants to buy my tickets? So I was keeping an eye on that thing like a hawk. And fucking finally, somebody hit me up and was like, hey, I got two tickets for you. Not somebody I knew, though. They're like, I got two tickets for you. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, I'll send you some PayPal money right now. I sent them like 10 extra bucks for getting me the tickets. Dude emails me the tickets right away. I go to log into my staff at pogocityradio.com email. Can't get in for like a half hour. I got to call up GoDaddy, who runs the fucking thing. They tell me that my shit expired and they want $60 to get to my fucking email. You could kiss my motherfucking ass on that shit. But,
who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
But, yeah, so do not email me at staff at Pogo City Radio anymore because that shit is not active. I will not pay $60 for a fucking email I got for free. Actually, I think I paid like a dollar for it when I built the website. website. But yeah, I'm not paying $60 for a fucking email I can get for free if I just change it to pogocity@gmail.com. So give me a couple days, we'll set it up there. But it's this big runaround, and then I had to get a hold of this guy and be like, yo, dude, actually, I can't access that email account, and I already paid him for the tickets. I'm like, can you send him to this email address? And he wasn't getting back to me. I was like, uh-oh, I hope I didn't get beat. And I went onto my email this morning, my alternate email, and fucking I seen him sitting right there. I was like, oh, yes, going to see the Dead Boys tonight. Going to be a lot of fun. Had to take off from work. You know, it's all the way at the Bowery. So I think the shit starts at like 9. We're going to have some pregame before that, North Jersey style. That's how we're going to do it. But why don't we get back to the music and keep the show flowing. We were just talking about the Oi Scouts. I put some awesome pictures up of the whole fucking, what do you call it thing? Gig. The whole night. There's some good ones. I had a good one up there of Matt and Sal. So from the Oi Scouts. You guys should check it out. They played this the other night. Place went wild. Here it is, coming off the Charge record, 7-inch Oi Punks. The Oi Scouts on. Now, one thing that was real cool about Friday night's gig down there at Mother's in the Circle was fucking, I'm seeing this fucking, like, real fucking buff dude, Jersey Shore looking guy. And I'm like, I think I know that dude. Dude was really big, though. Like, short, but, like, stocky, fullback. Not even stocky, dude was fucking jacked up. I'm like, who the fuck is that? I don't know. And somebody comes up to me, they're like, hey, Bernard's here, the original singer of the Oi Scouts. So, but that dude I was seeing was Bernard, who I've never met, but I just recognized from the pictures and the album art and shit like that. So it was cool. He was up there singing a little bit with Chris using Gabe's microphone. It was fun to see all that. And also what seems like is going to be a lot of fun, it seems like the Oi Scouts are taking this pretty seriously, and it seems like they're going to do a little tour and maybe put out a new recording. That's what Chris was talking about when we talked to him on at the Punk Block Party a couple weeks ago. You guys can go back into the archives, work that into one of the shows. Go over there, check that shit out. Had a lot of fun. Why don't we do a little bit of LCB? I'm a mess. By noon, I take that back. I don't need no reason at all. I'll tell you one thing. That was me before I scored them fucking Dead Boys tickets. All right, let's get to the best band in the world. Blank 77, Losing My Brain. Blank 77 on Pogo City Radio. Have no idea why, but Go Insane by the Lower Class Ratchet started. Let's check it out. All right, the Lower Class Brats for the second time tonight on Pogo City Radio. Now, just before that, we heard a little band called... God damn it, I hate it when I hit two buttons at once. Band called Blank 77. Not All Aboard or PogoCityRadio.com. But, yeah, I was going to say, at that show at Mother's, Chad was there, and I forgot to bring it upstairs, being that it's like 8 o'clock in the morning now, and I'm not really awake. There's a whole bunch of wax around me, if you get my drift. But, fucking... Chad came, and I guess years ago, well, I like to play all the, not that we just did with Losing My Brain, I like to play a lot of the obscure or hard to find shit by Blanks on here because we play them all the fucking time. So Chad burnt me a copy of them doing Funky Guy by D.D. King. All right, so when D.D. did his whole little boombox ghetto blaster rap thing, I guess sometime, I don't know, a long time ago, some fucking rap punk compilation thing was supposed to come out, and it was going to be covers, and the Blanks were going to do Funky Guy, and it got recorded but never released because the comp never came out, and Chad hooked us up with a copy of it, and we're definitely going to play that shit next week. I haven't even had a chance to just listen to it yet because I haven't brought it up here where the CD player is, and but we're definitely going to check it out and hear Blanks covering some D.D. King, and yeah, that should definitely be fun. All right, let's keep rocking with the Buzzcocks and Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have. All right, that was the Buzzcocks on
Pogo City Radio.
Okay, now we're going to be getting out of here a little bit earlier this morning. Not this evening, this morning. And we got two more lined up, and one of them is the Pogo City
Wild Card, bitches!
What's here?
All right, the Pogo City Wild Card, where we play something a little off format. Here's one everybody knows, but I just want to hear it for the hell of it. Here's the Talking Heads with Psycho Killer.
Psycho killer, let's get
That was the Talking Heads on
Pogo City Radio.
All right, now you guys heard me talking about this upcoming Dead Boy show in just about 12 hours from now. Now, we played original Dead Boys with Steve Baders on vocals. And now, Cheetah and Johnny Blitz have just released Still Snotty, Young, Loud, and Snotty at 40. Now, that at 40 is not because they are 40. That album is 40 years old now. 40th anniversary of one of the best punk records of all time, if not the best punk record of all time, Young, Loud, and Snotty by the Dead Boys. Now, they re-recorded the whole album with the lineup we're seeing tonight, and I think it would be fitting to get out of here with this. I have to be honest, I haven't heard one track off of this. From what I see, it's all in the same track order and everything. I like that. That's real cool. You guys can find this album up on Spotify. Here is the re-recorded version of I Need Lunch. Catch you guys later.
I got a mediocre for me.